Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, Sounds True producers have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment during the recording process. This week's episode comes from the audio program Guided Meditations for Difficult Times, from noted Buddhist teacher Jack Kornfield. Randy Rourke, a Sounds True producer, was with Jack in California for this recording session. Here's what Randy had to say about this week's producer's pick. One of the most painful parts of struggling in difficult times, for me personally, is that I'm not always behaving at my best. What has proven most useful to me from this latest recording is that Jack stresses that no matter what's happening around or to me, I can always choose to live up to my highest intention. Here's now an excerpt from Jack Kornfield's Guided Meditations for Difficult Times, an excerpt that includes a guided practice on setting your highest intention. You can download the entire program at SoundsTrue.com. And now, Your Highest Intention with Jack Kornfield.
How do you want to live? If you have lost someone, how would the person who has died want you to live? Albert Camus writes, "We all carry within us our places of exile, our crimes, our ravages. Our task is not to unleash them on the world. It is to transform them in ourselves and others." Whatever your difficulty, financial, broken heart, conflict around you, illness, remember that you can set the compass of your heart, that you can offer the best of yourself in this circumstance. You can stay present, and you can love. One more thing. The bodhisattva, the being who sets their heart on compassion and courage, has all the time in the world. The point isn't to change things immediately. Sometimes we are able to do so, and sometimes we have to live through a long period where we carry the lamp in the darkness. The point is to live what is most honorable within ourselves. Thomas Merton, the Christian mystic, wrote to a young activist, "Do not depend so much on the hope of results. You may have to face the fact that at times your work will be apparently worthless and achieve no result at all, or even perhaps bring about its opposite. As you get used to this, you start more and more to concentrate not on the results, but on the value, the rightness, and the truth of the work itself." Breathe gently and know that you can set the compass of your heart no matter the circumstances you are in, and that this will be a worthy star to follow and the basis for a wise and compassionate living. In this practice, take a seat where you are grounded, at ease, and seated with dignity in this human form halfway between heaven and earth. Allow your eyes to close and take a few breaths to center yourself. Breathe gently. As you sit quietly, let yourself reflect and remember a most inspiring person, someone you know or have seen or read about, someone who inspires the best in you, who carries the value of life, the courage and dignity that's possible for humanity. Picture them. Visualize them. It could be the mothers of the plaza in Argentina who came out every day to demonstrate against the dictatorship, no matter what happened to them, who carried the spirit of the Argentine freedom through a dark period. It could be Nelson Mandela, walking out of Robben Island prison after 27 years with such graciousness and compassion. It could be a grandmother that you know, or a doctor or healthcare worker, a dedicated teacher, or a friend. As you remember this inspiring being, imagine you can sense their presence. You can hear their voice, or in some way let them become alive to you, and feel their spirit. Know that your connection to them is because the same spirit resides in you, the spirit of courage, of compassion, and magnanimity can be admired in these others because it resonates with the same spirit that you carry in your own heart. As you sit quietly, sense this. Reflect on and sense the Bodhisattva within you. And as you do, begin to allow the voice inside, the still small voice or the lion's roar, in whatever way it would manifest, to speak to you from your heart and say, "This is my highest intention. In the difficulties where I find myself now, in the midst of this struggle and pain, I set the compass of my heart. I hear from deep inside my highest intention." And let yourself sit and listen. It is as if you are willing to take a vow. "I vow in the midst of all these difficulties too." And you can know. Reflect. Take your time. Your heart will answer. You can carry the lamp of this vow because you become the lamp. You are the lamp. Feel the light of this intention within you. Know that you can remember it, reaffirm it, and return to it. And feel your kinship with the inspired being who helped you remember, as if you could bow to one another and say, "Yes, this is how we will live." Breathe gently and sense how you will carry the lamp of this intention back into the world of your difficulty and how it will illuminate and guide you. And when this practice is completed and you open your eyes, find a piece of paper and write your highest intention on it. Fold it and place it somewhere where you can honor it and remember it. And And remember that you do not simply carry the lamp, you become the lamp.
Thank you.